Masechet Menachot Perek Gimel Mishnah Bet. The Mincha offering begins with the Kemitzah, but there are things that are done beforehand that are not Me'akev. They don't prevent or disqualify the Mincha from being accepted, if not done, but they're usually done when it comes to the Mincha offering. First, oil is added to the Mincha, and after a little bit of oil is added on the bottom of the bowl, then flour is put on top of that. Once that flour has been added, more oil is put in, and the mixture is mixed into one entity. It's called belila. The oil and the flour is then turned into something that's a little bit more thick. And then after belila, yetzika. The rest of the oil is added on top of that mixed oil and flour. This is how we deal with minhat solet, which is fine flour, which isn't baked or fried before it's offered. But if you have a fried mincha offering, once the oil and flour were mixed together, belila, then the mincha is fried, and those fried flour cakes are broken into pieces before kemitzah. This is called petita, the breaking up of everything that was fried together. Then the oil is poured on top of those broken pieces. Here we'll talk about the rule for a mincha like that when one of these procedures was not done correctly. Mishnah says, Lo yatzak, if the Kohen did not pour the oil onto the mincha after belila, after it was mixed together, but a non-Kohen did it instead, Lo balal, or he didn't mix the flour with the oil, or Lo patat, or we're talking about a mincha that was baked or fried before it was offered, he didn't break up the mincha after the frying or the baking. If he didn't break it up into small pieces before he did kemitzah, Lo malach, or if the Kohen did not salt the komets before burning it on the mizbeach, but a non-Kohen did it, Lo hinif, or he did not wave the mincha that needed to be waved before doing the kemitzah, Lo higish, or if he didn't bring the mincha near the southwest corner of the mizbeach before the kemitzah, or shepitatan piti mirubot, or if he broke the mincha into large pieces bigger than they should have been, Velo meshohan, or if the case of the baked mincha, he did not smear the mincha with oil like he should have. In all of these cases, kesherot, the mincha is still valid. Now we'll talk about cases where there is a mincha offering that got mixed together with another mincha offering before the kemitzah. We'll talk about cases where that mixture, both types of mincha, was supposed to be burned on the mizbeach. Mishnah says, "Nitarev kumsa bekometz haverta." If the komets of one mincha became mixed together with the komets of a different mincha, beminhat kohanim, or together with the mincha of a kohen, beminhat kohen amashiach, or the special mincha of the kohen gadol that was offered every morning, half in the morning and half in the afternoon, beminhat nesachin, or with a minhat nesachin, all of these three types that we mentioned are usually completely burnt. We say in all these cases, Keshera, the Kometz is valid and is allowed to be burned on the Mizbeach together with the Kometz of the other Mincha, which it became mixed with. The entire mixture here is something that's going to be burned on the Mizbeach, both components of it. So therefore, there's nothing that holds us back from burning it. So therefore, the Mincha is considered to be valid. The next Tana is going to agree with the first two cases, but the second two cases we cited, he's going to disagree. He's going to agree with the case of a kometz that became mixed with another kometz, and also a kometz that became mixed with a regular Kohen's mincha. But when talking about the mincha of the Kohen Mashiach, of the Kohen Gadol, and the Minchat Nesachin, he's going to disagree and say that they're not keshera. Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda omer, b'minchat Kohen HaMashiach, or b'minchat Nesachin, pesula. If the kometz became mixed with the special, unique type of mincha of the Kohen Gadol, or with the mincha Nesachim, it's not valid. Shezo bililata ava, vezo bililata raka, because when talking about the kometz, that first kometz, it's a mixture in of flour and oil that is thick, and it contains a small amount of oil. When the other type of mincha, the mincha of the Kohen Gadol, or the mincha of the Nesachim, is a mixture of flour and oil that is loose, it's bililata raka. There's a lot of oil in the mixture, and therefore things are not thicker. It's a little bit more watery, we'll call it. And they absorb one from the other. The kometz of the regular mincha, because of the small amount of oil it has in it, absorbs oil from the other minachot, the mincha of the Kohen Mashiach and the minchat Nesachim, which have a lot of oil. So it sort of steals oil from it. So you have a situation where the kometz absorbs so much oil than there is, and then you have a situation where there's more oil in it than flour, and that would create a problem. So this causes the flour of the regular kometz to become nullified by the large amount of oil, and it's as if the kometz is not there at all. So therefore, the Biuda says, in that type of situation, we have a problem, and the kometz, the mincha, is not valid.